We've got about 30 seconds here until we wrap up the trading week. We want to bring in our panel. We have Jim Warden. He's Wealth Consulting Group's Chief Investment Officer. Mark Hamrick, Bankrate.com's Senior Economic Analyst. And let's see where we are. We had the Dow off 66 points. The biggest losers in the Dow today, American Express and Boeing, as well as Honeywell. All three of those stocks off just over 1%. The S&P is also in negative territory. The NASDAQ, the only major average, holding on to gains today, up just around 0.2%.
And there you have it, the closing bell on Wall Street. Well, I want to get back to our panel here. And I guess, Mark, I'll start with you. What's your reaction to the big miss on the headline payrolls number? Then combine it maybe with some of the other factoids and statistics in the report, particularly the tick down in the unemployment rate and the labor force participation rate standing pat at 61.7%.
I think this is confirmation that some people had to stay at home because of the pandemic. We had one of the lesser followed aspects of the report tell us there were 5.6 million people unable to work because of the pandemic, the impacts on their employer. Obviously, we saw leisure and hospitality with a big goose egg on jobs creation that was reflective of what was or wasn't going on in bars and restaurants. And retail lost jobs for a second straight month. So a disappointment, obviously, on jobs creation. I think that maybe the financial markets are looking through this and hoping that it is essentially a one-month factor, that once we, presuming, get past the worst of this Delta flare-up, that we can resume the stronger growth that we enjoyed, the likes of which in the first half of the year. Obviously, it's encouraging to see the unemployment rate move lower. We still have a long way to go to get back to pre-pandemic levels at 3.5%.
Jim, taking a look at the market's reaction today, it seemed like investors were struggling to make sense of this report and exactly what this would mean for the markets going forward, in particular, what it would mean for the Fed's taper timeline. I'm curious, how are you looking at this report? Is it big miss? Is it, could it be good news here for the markets, at least in the short term, just in terms of what it could mean for the Fed?
Yeah, great question. I like kind of how the market is reacting to this. You know, it was clearly a disappointing number, but we have seen a number of disappointments in August. We do know that this Delta variant is causing some problems for the month of August. I'm hopeful that September's numbers are going to be a lot more in line with what Chairman Powell is looking for. And, you know, they're going to stay data dependent. And I think that the market will continue to take this in stride.
Mark, I want to bring it back to you. How are you seeing the sector action and also maybe styles and factors playing out? Because we've seen, for instance, companies with strong balance sheets, especially in the small cap sector, outperform. It hasn't necessarily been about entire sectors, but I'm just wondering where you see strength right now.
Well, I think we've continued to see some rotation in the market, and that's welcome. I think that adds to the sustainability of this rally. And if you think about the fact, I think one of the most important takeaways is relative to the previous comment. You know, there's all this sort of hand-wringing with respect to the dialing back of asset purchases, but we're really talking about a Fed which is continuing to be quite accommodative with respect to this economy. And, you know, we're talking about that now with an unemployment rate that's getting close to 5%. That doesn't mean the economy is nearly as healed as it needs to be or we want it to be, but we still have a fair degree of accommodation with many sectors of the economy performing reasonably well. So I think it's prudent for investors to be looking for value and also trying to balance that with the growth that they need in their portfolios over the longer term.
Jim, one of the things that stuck out in this report was the zero net gains in leisure and hospitality. And I bring this up because the reopening play, it seemed like it had come back maybe a little bit into favor with investors most recently. And then, of course, the news of the Delta variant spooking things just a little bit. Are you seeing any opportunity there, or is it still a wait and see game at this point?
Great question. I think it is still a wait and see game, but you know, we're seeing that people want to get back out. You know, those obviously that have been vaccinated, there's a lot less fear getting out and participating and spending and traveling. For those that have not been vaccinated, it may be different, but I do see that some of these areas and travel and hospitality, anecdotally, we're seeing that there's still a lot of robust behavior out there where people want to get out and spend.
Oh, Jim, I just want to throw this back to you. Any particular stocks you're looking at right now, especially, I have your notes. So I know that you're looking at some of the big tech names like Amazon and Alphabet. If you could just comment on what you're seeing in that space, in these particular mega caps right now. Alphabet's up 64% on the year, Amazon 6.8%, but could be breaking out to the upside. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, great question. So both those names, you know, are right near the top as it relates to market cap. Amazon, you know, this is a name that, you know, has kind of gone through some consolidation. It's moved higher. It's going through consolidation again from a technical standpoint. We believe it will move higher. It will break out to the upside. I like to look on the fundamental side. I like to look at price to total capital and free cash flow, yield, things like that, as well as like the price to earnings over expected growth. When I look at that, it looks good. And I think that we will see some breakout. Amazon's also been getting, it feels like they're getting into more and more things and almost feels like it's more like Walmart in terms of the things that they're producing and selling. As it relates to Google, boy, the trend line for Google is just very, very stable. We see that, you know, they have got a lot of opportunity to grow. Their valuation, by the way, is half the valuation of Facebook when we look at price to total capital. Both of those companies have about a 17% free cash flow yield. And so I think there's upside for both of those. Technically, they look a little bit different, but I think there's upside for both.
Mark, we heard from President Biden earlier this morning. He was calling on Congress to pass his economic agenda, saying that we really need a boost here for the economy over the next several months because of the setback caused by Delta. I'm curious just your thoughts on what is necessary at this point in order to improve the pace of this recovery.
I don't think that there's much more the federal government in terms of Congress and the president need to be doing at this point in terms of fiscal stimulus. They have applied a lot of that medicine to the patient, and the patient now basically needs to be able to put COVID behind. So that is the primary issue, and that's what you'll hear from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell time and time again. He will say that, you know, essentially, finally, Congress and the president have provided the fiscal stimulus that both he, or I should say all three of the chairs that go back to 2011 have been calling for years now. So, you know, I think there are some questions about the sustainability of growth in the intermediate term. What's it going to look like in 2022? What's it look like in 2025? Obviously, very sobering news this week about the outlook for example, the Social Security funding outlook. And so that is a big concern about the problems that we have in our society with lack of investment in the intermediate and long term, with the demographic challenges that we're facing. We don't want to be Japan with respect to, you know, stagflation or just a staggering economy in the for as long as the eye can see.
Mark Hamrick, Bankrate.com, a senior economic analyst, and Jim Warden, Wealth Consulting Group's chief investment officer. Thanks to you both.